On today's show, Ford shows off a bunch of future products. Tesla announces a new model that is somewhat cheaper. And FCA shows how much fuel you can save with stop-start systems. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the voice of the global automotive industry. Ford held a big meeting with CEO Jim Hackett and its 4,000 U.S. dealers in Las Vegas yesterday to calm their fears that the company is in trouble. Hackett and other company officers showed dealers a bunch of future products that are coming, and it made clear it will replace the Fiesta, Focus, and Fusion with crossovers that cost about the same. Ford will also deliver cars to dealers in 38 days after they order them, compared to the 82 days it takes today. And no doubt you've seen those television ads for Built Ford Tough. Well, now they're changing that to Built Ford Proud. The ads will launch this Saturday on digital, print, and broadcast outlets, and will feature actor Bryan Cranston from the popular TV series Breaking Bad. We also got our first look at the Mustang Shelby GT500. So far, Ford has only teased the car, but somebody at the meeting sent out this photo, and it made its way to Instagram. That sure looks like one wicked snake. And Ford announced it will make an additional 350 examples of the Ford GT. With the average price around $500,000, that will bring in an additional $175 million. But you still have to go through the extensive application process if you want to get your hands on one. And despite all the big news, Wall Street largely yawned at all these Ford announcements. The stock price dropped nearly 3% to only $8.51 a share. And Morgan Stanley downgraded its outlook for Ford because it believes the company is not taking decisive action fast enough. Could hatchbacks make a comeback in the American market? That's coming up next.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems, and by ExxonMobil.
We've got some interesting data from Ward's that shows hatchbacks are making something of a comeback in the U.S. market. Even though sales of passenger cars are plummeting and hatchback sales are going down too, they're not dropping as fast. And so as a percentage of sales, hatchbacks are growing. Ward's looked at all the models, and the top five sellers are the Toyota Prius, Honda Civic, Honda Fit, Ford Focus, and Subaru Impreza. Tesla is now taking orders for its mid-range Model 3, which boasts a range of 260 miles and a starting price of $45,000. This is a version of its long-range 75-kilowatt-hour battery pack with a few cells removed. But the price is still well short of the $35,000 version it's promised since before the first Model 3 even rolled off the production line. Here's our Autoline insight. It's probably going to be a while longer before we see the entry-level Model 3. Elon Musk went as far to say on Twitter that with federal and California tax rebates, the mid-range model cost $35,000. Continental developed what it calls the new wheel concept, which is a wheel, tire, brake system designed for electric and ride-sharing. Regular steel brake rotors used in EVs have an issue with corrosion thanks to regenerative braking, since the pads don't wipe the rotors as often. So Conti uses an aluminum brake disc, which reduces corrosion. And since the discs don't wear down as fast, particulate emissions from the pads are reduced. The new wheel concept uses smaller brake calipers, which helps lower cost and frees up more space. And it doesn't weigh as much, which lowers the cost of ownership since it doesn't need to be serviced as frequently. Stop-start systems save gasoline. And if you've got a Hemi, you'll be surprised at how much they can save. On Autoline this week, we're joined by Brian Spohn from FCA Powertrain, who is the father of its 48-volt mild hybrid system called eTorque, which is available in the Ram 1500 and Jeep Wrangler. In the following clip, he discusses how its stop-start system is able to save a surprising amount of fuel.
In that first customer experience is auto-stopping the engine. That that is where we ultimately take the engine, and from what would be in our Hemi application, about a half a gallon an hour worth of fuel consumption, and in a 90-second type of auto stop duration, you'd save, you know, about this amount of fuel. And, you know, it doesn't seem like that much, but it, as you add them up, you know, 10 auto stops per day on average, it's a real savings that that we would ultimately yield from that. And that's just from auto stops alone.
So when you come to a red light, a stop sign, the engine shuts off to save fuel, and you're saying over the course of a day you'd save, I don't know, almost half a water bottle worth of gas?
Yeah, you can see that that will add up, this being about the equivalency of 90 seconds worth of fuel savings here.
Oh, that's just 90 seconds?
That's just one stop.
Yeah, about 1.7 fluid ounces would be saved in 90
seconds. And he said you do about 10 of those a day.
So you're saving a fairly significant amount of gasoline.
That's right. Yeah. And that's just from the auto stop start functionality.
For a deeper dive into the eTorque system, you can watch that entire episode right now on our website, autoline.tv, or just look for it on our YouTube channel. But that's it for today. Thanks for watching. Have a great weekend. We'll see you here again on Monday.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.